And further, the second part of this phrase, but keep your powder dry. And I take that to mean that you do your part always, no matter how small. You may only be able to do a little bit, and you pray to God and you beg Him, and He may say no. I've been told no before. It's not fun, but it is what it is. And we do our part, no matter how small, and no matter our circumstances. And the greatest example of that, I believe, there are many, but the one that speaks to me the most in that regard is, if you'll turn to Genesis chapter 39, verses 2 through 6. Genesis 39, verses 2 through 6. And this, for context, is, I'm sure you know, is the story of Joseph. He has been sold into slavery in Egypt, and he is in Potiphar's house. Genesis 39, beginning in verse 2. The Lord was with Joseph, and he was a successful man, and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all he did to prosper in his hand. So Joseph found favor in his sight and served him. Then he made him overseer of his house, and all that he had, he put under his authority. So it was from the time that he had made him overseer of his house and all that he had, that the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. And the blessing of the Lord was on all that he had in the house and in the field. Thus he left all that he had in Joseph's hand, and he did not know what he had except for the bread which he ate. Did not know what he had except for the bread which he ate. Now, I don't know about you, but if somebody were to pick me up, take me from my home and drop me in, say, North Korea or Communist China, I don't know if I would want to serve and, necessarily act right, as we say. I'd be wanting to fight back and wanting to, I want to go home, and I'd be asking, I'd be saying, Lord, why? What, And I'm sure Joseph, he probably asked why. He was a kid. I'm in my 30s, and that scares me. I can't imagine being a kid. But he did what was right before God. He did what was right, period. No matter the circumstance. And lastly, if you'll turn to Colossians chapter 3, verses 22 through 24. Colossians 3:22 through 24. Bondservants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh. And this is the key here. Not with eye service as men pleasers, but with sincerity of heart, fearing God. And whatever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ. Not with eye service as men pleasers, but in sincerity of heart, fearing God. And whatever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not to men. So we should all remember. And to my shame, when I have not particularly enjoyed whatever form of employment puts food in my belly and clothes on my back and a roof over my head, to my everlasting shame, I've forgotten that. And I'm sure we all have at some point. But we, yes, our paychecks may say J.B. Hunt in my case, Tyson, Walmart. We don't serve J.B. Hunt, Tyson, or Walmart. We serve this. We serve Him, the God Almighty. And we need to all of us remember that and to do as we ought. Because we never know what example we can give for the word and for the kingdom. And there, we must remember that, yes, things may look dark, things may look bleak. We may be inclined towards cynicism, guilty. But while there is life, there is hope. Thank you for listening. If you have any needs of the congregation, please come forward while we stand and sing.